back. Time for Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, and all the stories we couldn't get to in the first 3+ hours of the program. And sad news to start with right off the shoot here is Louis Tiant has passed away at the age of 83. We call him a Red Sox legend. 8 seasons with the Sox from 71 to 78. Of course, his career spanned 19 years, Jones, from 64 all the way to 82. He led the league in ERA a couple of times. He was a 3-time All-Star and just a big-time personality. You know, you'd see him over at Fenway Park and things like that. And got the news earlier today. Sadly, passed away at the age of 83.
229 career wins, 330 lifetime ERA. And so, I mean, look, a legendary run for the Red Sox in 75. He won both games in that World Series with the Red Sox. So, you know, I mean, like, from his look to his wind-up, Keith.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, that's the kind, and it's before our time. It's not like I'm like, oh, I remember in 75.
No,
he's too old for us. Yep. But, like, baseball needs more of that, and we're hearkening way
Definitely.
Back.
Yeah,
but, like,
characters.
Individual look, individual wind-up. Like, that, how many pitchers feel like they have
same
a wind-up or even a batting stance that you can mimic? Like, that's,
oh, yeah.
That's one that you can mimic and you remember, and it stands out. And Major League Baseball doesn't have a lot of that from the characters, as you said,
right.
The look, the wind-up, the whole thing. And so, yeah, I think baseball needs more of that. But obviously that was yesteryear, and unfortunate for a guy who a lot of older Red Sox fans remember and keep very near and dear to their heart. I interviewed him once, Keith. He was plugging cigars.
Did you really?
You know, this is a long time ago when I was at ESPN.
All right.
And, yeah, I mean, you know, friendly guy, loved his cigars. That's mostly what we were talking about in the interview.
Sweet.
But, yeah, I mean, seemed nice enough in my one encounter.
Cool.
And you hear great things about him over and over again.
Yeah, for sure. All right, as for the baseball playoffs going on right now, yesterday you had the two American League Divisional Series games. Tigers score 3 runs in the 9th. They beat the Guardians 3-0. That series is now tied at a game apiece. They beat the closer for the
Guardians.
Well,
that's what I was just going to say. Like, not just 3 runs late, but they beat Class, who's
awesome.
Lockdown.
Like, the guy, his ERA this year was like 0.6 or something.
Microscopic,
he was insane.
I believe he allowed 5 runs all year.
And he allowed 3 yesterday.
He allowed 3 yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. That is pretty sick. Tarek Skubal got the start for Detroit, the guy who's likely to win the American League Cy Young. 7 scoreless, 3 hits allowed, 8 Ks.
Nice.
That is a playoff start right there.
He's pitching them through the postseason.
Yeah.
To the postseason and now through the postseason.
I like him. I like them quite a bit. And the Kansas City Royals defeated the New York Yankees 4-2. So that series is also even at a game apiece.
I was in and out on that game last night. I was flipping back and forth between Monday Night Football. Number one, love Sally Perez. Love the whole getup that he has behind the plate.
Yeah.
Number two, Aaron Judge, the highest strikeout rate in postseason history.
Wow.
And like
a lot of guys played postseason baseball.
The whispers in New York have turned into very loud vocal screaming. Aaron Judge and, you know, when is he going to be an October postseason player? And I think that's completely fair. Until he does it or until they win, that's completely fair.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab bag.
National League Divisional Series, a couple of Game 3s tonight at 5:08, Phillies and Mets. That series is tied at 1. And then at 9:08, Dodgers and Padres. That series also tied at 1. So it'll be Aaron Nola versus Sean Manea in the NL East matchup and then the NL West matchup. Walker Buehler versus Michael King, who's been nasty.
Were we discussing this on the air or was this off the air yesterday? You're pulling for the Dodgers to stick it to the Red Sox or at least give the Red Sox proof that, see, if you spend, you can win?
Yeah, I think if you get 2 low-budget teams, although the National League is all pretty big-budget teams, so I don't think there's too much of a fear of
that. Like, but the Padres spend plenty.
But if, like,
the Mets spend plenty.
If the Tigers win the whole thing, which on the one hand would be a cool story.
Right.
The other hand, you're like, why do we need to spend money?
It's
you don't need to spend money to win World Series.
Look at it and go, we're on to something here with this cheap-ass approach. So, yeah, no, I mean, I get that. I think no matter who wins, John Henry's not going to change his mind. I hope he does. I'd love him to, but I've been kicking and screaming about that for years now, and he hasn't changed his mind, so I don't think he will.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a
grab bag.
Which is what I am.
Caitlin Clark is going to play in the LPGA Pro-Am. You know, you into that?
Ah, I love the LPGA. Yeah, now I do.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch it.
It's kind of my sport. I kind of love it. I feel like I'm real excited to watch it. I never knew how much I needed that.
I don't know who the villain's going to be, but I can make a couple of guesses. You give me a roster sheet, I can tell you who the guests are going
to be. I can figure it out after 5 minutes
Caitlin
of watching.
Who's Caitlin Clark versus?
Yeah.
Who is she versus?
Yeah, who's she going to beat out here? So this is a Pro-Am, you said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
You have been defeated by the grab bag.
That Netflix series called Starting Five is coming out today. It's either out today or tonight, and they follow five basketball players from last year. One of those basketball players is Jason Tatum. You interested on this program?
I believe the headline I saw, my short answer is yes, although I might tap out of it real quick. But initially, yes. I believe the clip I saw from Tatum that was making the rounds, or at least a broken out quote, was that he would lose a finger to win a championship.
Lose a finger?
Yeah, something like that.
Not exactly Mike Vrabel.
Nope. No, that's true.
Mike Vrabel would lose much more to win a championship.
That's true. Ronnie Lott did lose a finger.
Yeah, he chewed it off.
Right.
He's like,
I
gotta get back at this game. Right. I gotta go make a couple of sticks.
Let me get the exact quote. It was something like
Tatum
that.
Would lose a finger for a title. Well, he didn't have to do that.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. I was like, it just seems a little odd. Here we go. I would.
Would you cut your dick off for a Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. That's not a yes.
He's like, I don't want to, but yeah.
I'm like, I can't say no.
Yeah.
I would cut off one of my fingers to win a championship, he said. So there
you go. Yeah. Still got all 10 digits, I believe.
Got to go a step further. They should ask the follow-up. Yeah. You'd sacrifice a finger, but...
I'll tell you, you really, 10, 20 years ago, there was just no behind-the-scenes look at any of these players. Now it's, you have the Amazon Prime special that has Swayman and Pasternak.
Yeah.
We're going to have next year a whole year documentary on the Red Sox. Now you have Jason Tatum. They're making another Celtics one, I believe.
That might be nuts. A half year for the Red Sox. Didn't Netflix cameras disappear for
2 months?
They bailed.
They tapped out. And then my guess is next year's Hard Knocks is Patriots.
Ooh.
Wouldn't you think?
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, a lot of teams can say no. A lot of teams have already done it. And a lot of teams.
So what are the stipulations?
Qualify.
You have to miss the playoffs and you can't have a new coach.
2 years in a row. No.
So that takes like the Browns out of it.
No playoffs for 2 years and not having been on it for like 5 years. There's some rule about being on it before and then the rookie coach thing. So they would hit the criteria for all of it.
Got it.
They've never been
true.
On it.
That's true. They've never done it.
And I bet.
I wonder how interesting they'd be these days, but
I don't
maybe.
Know how interesting any of them are
that's a
anymore.
Good point.
There's been a couple of good ones.
It seemed like people like the in-season Giants. The off-season Giants one, rather. Yeah, it seemed like people like that. But they were just trashing Saquon Barkley, and now they look like idiots, though.
True.
Grab bag.
All right, horror movie of the day. Horror movie of the day. I always have to be careful with that. I know that's a different type of movie.
Can you do me a favor? I saw this text or tweet earlier today. Somebody said they missed it yesterday. What? You got a reminder for them?
Yeah, yesterday was the classic Psycho.
Oh, yes. Right,
Psycho.
Right,
very, very classic film, Psycho. This next one I'm going to go with currently streaming on
MGM
Prime?
Plus.
Where did I say it was? Hulu Prime? I thought I tweeted this out.
I don't know.
Corn Cob?
Corn Cob, yeah.
It's on Corn Cob.
Could be Corn
TV.
Cob. Yeah, that would make sense.
Right now. It is on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
And I got a whole bunch of them. 10 Cloverfield Lane. It is in the Cloverfield universe. You do not need to have seen the first Cloverfield to watch 10 Cloverfield Lane.
How many Cloverfields are there?
I think it's more an address than it is a series of films.
I see.
But I think there's three.
I think there's three, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's three. Third one's garbage, right?
Got it.
I didn't like the first one. I got motion sick watching the first
one. Yeah, first one's a found footage one, and it's kind
of
hard
like
watch.
A Blair Witch
a
style.
Yeah,
got
camp.
It, okay.
But this one stars Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who is fantastic in it, as well as John Goodman.
Mm.
And is he a good man or is he a bad man? Like, you don't know in this movie. Yeah, you don't know.
Might be John Badman.
He might be John Badman.
Yeah.
Or he might be John Goodman.
Mm.
I don't know. You gotta watch. You let me know.
Gotta have to find out.
You let me know.
Okay, so 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah, it's great.
Is the wreck of the day.
I love it so much.
Now I'm standing. You all happy? We're all standing up now. Bunch of
grub bag.
Standing in a circle.
NBA GMs had a survey of who was going to win the title next year, amongst a bunch of other questions in there. And 83% said the Boston Celtics.
Is that high enough? Like, not to be
who
like,
are you picking? Are you picking your own team out there?
The answer was Oklahoma City is the only other team that received votes. Like
13%.
Who's really voting for Oklahoma City over Boston? I'm all for like, you know, an alternative take, a hot take, a take that goes against the grain.
Yeah.
I just don't get you sit down and you have to write in another team. It's not Celtics or Field. That's not an option.
No.
Because Celtics or Field, I would get. It's you have to write in another team instead of the Celtics and you write in the Thunder.
Yeah. Weird.
That I don't get.
So what is the percentage? There's 30 votes.
Yep. Oh, don't make me do that.
What's the breakdown? Like how many people like even voted for
two
them?
Or three voted for
many.
The Thunder?
Okay. Yeah. All right. It says the Celtics were unanimous favorites to finish atop the Eastern Conference, with every single team in the league picking them to finish first in the East. Knicks, Sixers, Cavs, Bucks, Magic, Pacers was the order,
Knicks,
I guess.
Knicks, Sixers, Cavs, Bucks. Yeah. That's about right to me. The top five, anyway. That's about right.
Interesting, though. Who is the most likely to win most valuable player?
SGA.
Yes.
Really?
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Okay. Narrowly defeated Luka Doncic, 40% to 30%. Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, and Jason Tatum.
Tatum, five.
Finished a distant tie for third.
And I saw Tatum was voted the best small forward in the NBA, and yet Team USA couldn't figure out a way to get any minutes for him.
Couldn't get a sniff.
It's a real shame.
What player would teams want to start their franchise with?
Oh, got to be Wemby.
77% said Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah,
Let's see. Steph Curry dethroned as the league's best point guard for the first time in a decade.
Is that SGA?
Yeah, must have been. Let's see. Shooting guard Anthony Edwards unseated Devin Booker, who held that distinction. Tatum was selected as the best small forward second straight season. Giannis and Jokic, the best power forward center. No surprise there. And the best coach. Who's the best coach in the league?
Spoelstra?
Spoelstra.
Okay.
Yep, Spoelstra.
All right.
There you go.
Honestly,
rookie of the year. This is the guy.
Besides a couple of votes for OKC, that's a pretty good poll, to be honest. Yeah.
Rookie of the year. My guess, this is who I would vote for, too, I think.
Who?
Reed Shepard from the Rockets. It's a bad class. I don't like the class at all.
I'm trying to even think of who I would vote for.
It's almost French.
Drafted this year.
It's all French guys. It was like all French guys, so I don't really love any of them. But Reed Shepard's good. The Kentucky guard.
Yep.
Jeff Shepard's kid.
Mm.
Yeah. The best is when Paul Pierce found that out. He's doing like a draft show, and they're like, he's like, that's Jeff Shepard's kid? Yeah. You know, Jeff can play. Like, I like Jeff. Jeff's good.
All right, sure.
Nice. All right, fair enough.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, very exciting time. The random baseball player of the day. Jones, Billy, and Nick will try to guess this random baseball player who played from 1986 to 1998, was a member of the San Diego Padres for 7 years.
Padres, got it. Yep.
They're playing tonight, so that's why I chose the Padres. Uh-huh. Also played for the Royals, Reds, Indians, Tigers, and A's.
Okay.
But played more games for the Padres than I think any of those other teams combined.
Okay.
So he's mainly a Padres, a one-time All-Star.
Yep.
Second baseman. I think he could play a little left field if need be. Let's see. He was a one-time All-Star. He was a 1992 All-Star.
There you go, Billy. 92 All-Star for the Padres?
Oh, so he was a Reds All-Star,
but mostly a Padre.
Most of his career is with the Padres.
Oh, my gosh.
Stats of note, a career-high 46 steals in 1990.
Man, so he even swiped
what were the
back.
Years again?
86 to 98.
86 to 98, mostly a second baseman, mostly with the Padres.
Yep. Swipe you 46.
Oh, he could steal you 46 bags.
The Reds.
What if I told you he's a career 294 hitter?
I mean, I'd tell you I'm still drawing a blank.
That's a good average.
Huh.
That's a nice average, mister.
We already guessed Tony Fernandez, so it's not Tony Fernandez who never played for the Reds. I'm just trying to think of Padres.
Have players not named Tony
Gwynn. Yeah. Yep. Yes. He was a teammate of Tony Gwynn's. I remember he was in a commercial with Tony Gwynn doing like a ad for like Beckett, like going through like how much cards cost.
Nice.
And he was like, look at this. My card costs whatever. And he's like, that's not you. And
it was a 92 All-Star. He was with the Padres.
No, he was with the Reds when
the
he was an
Reds
All-Star.
With the All-Star.
Yeah, for some reason, he went Padres, Reds, back
who,
to the Padres.
Who made an All-Star team just chucking it to Barry Larkin? Those Reds teams were good-ish, right? Yeah. I mean, they won in 90.
Yeah, he might have been the double play combo in 92 with Larkin.
Who's the Keystone?
Probably played under Lou Piniella that year.
I got nothing. I don't even have a guess.
That's a good.
Like I feel bad about it. I don't even have a guess.
They stuck him out in left field that year because they had Bill Dorn at second.
Might be too random.
Is this too deep? Too deep a cut? I went too easy last week.
Let's hear it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Bip Roberts.
Oh! you don't like Bip Roberts.
No, no, like the Bip Roberts. I feel like Bip Roberts played longer than whatever you.
I'll tell you what. I don't remember Bip Roberts at all in San Diego, but I do remember him with the Reds.
So I remember. Oh, funny, because he was only with the Reds for
Bip Roberts
2 years.
That was his All-Star year. Each wife, right? Each wife some bags. Yeah.
Oh, he's still a bag for it. No problem.
What was Bip short for?
I'll tell you.
Please, please.
That's what I'm here for. Leon.
Leon Roberts. Right. Bip Roberts is cooler.
Bip Roberts.
No doubt about that. So Bip Roberts.
He was doing a good commercial. Move. He's a little guy, too. You could stick him in your pocket if you needed to. He was doing a commercial with Tony Gwynn.
By the way, multiple techs had Bip Roberts.
He's like, look at this. Roberts rookie card, like $1,000. Tony Gwynn's like, that's Robin Roberts. He goes, your card's worth 15 cents.
Nice. Got him.
He's like, all right, anyway.
Nice.
So there you go. Wow. Oh, yeah, people love Bip Roberts.
A lot of love for Bip Roberts.
Absolutely.
On the text line. Good job, text line.
People
I wasn't watching. I try not to look at the Twitch chat during this, so I don't know. Twitch chat crush it on that? I don't know.
That's a big
grab bag.
How about that? Leon Bip Roberts.
Love it.
Nice.
There you go.
Rando player of the day. Each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. I'll tell you what, Kathleen. Not much of a baseball fan, but she says she enjoys the baseball player.
Brandon player of the day.
The second baseman, because nobody can ever remember who the second baseman is.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Second baseman?
He played a little outfield.
Played a little outfield.
So, yeah, but we need more shortstops.
I'll get you a shortstop
We need more pivots, less keystones.
I'll get you a shortstop.
Maybe some hot corners.
Fine.
Yeah, a couple of those, if you could. That's every day here on Jones and Keefe.